We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Yud Aleph, discussing the halachas of mace on Shabbos. Where this comes into the siman that we're discussing is because, as the other half of the siman is called, Rishar Tiltum Atzad, all the halachas relating to moving a muktzah item, which is what a mace is, indirectly, which is what we're discussing up until now. And now the Mechaber gets into more specific details here in the bottom of page Kof Tazvav Mad Aleph, on the last line, on by Siv Kimmel. Yesh Mishama, some say, which we discussed regarding moving a mess through a kick or a tinnik, some say, Shem Nasan on Ace, if you put on the dead person, Echad Mikhail Mazukitin, the Mazay Shulavish, one of the garments that he's wearing, Chashuk, a nice and kick or a tinnik, it's like the halacha that we spoke about, placing a loaf or a baby on the mess, which Mishmurus of Kotan Tazvav says, Shehu lavish, what do you mean? Who is wearing? Hanishaya mace lavish by Matila, that the dead person was initially wearing, just putting that on him is like a mutter item. A kochkin, or the morsam, nustan lav sharkim shalach naheta, says the Gemara, or any other type of vessel that has a permissible utility, that is the same equivalent as a kikur tinnik to move the dead person. Sibdal, yesh mishamada, those who say shalay tzuchu kikur tinnik, we did not require the loaf or the baby el mace arm only for a dead person that has no clothing. But if he's wearing his garment, in tzar kikur tinnik, it does not need the loaf or the baby. So, mishbursa katazayin bechsusay bechula explained, but sabse haisab, in this paragraph, the Mechaber adds on to what he said in the previous, dafili ma mace lobash by akhshav, even that the dead person is wearing it right now, gamakimahani, that's also effective. Kamai kikur tinnik, I mean, not like the previous said that you have to put it on him, he's wearing it now, it's just as effective as the loaf and the baby. Now, but who's the Mechaber, but in the Sefer on the Torah, he asks on this, and he says, the Labak Sus bought like a bay. What do you mean? The garment should be secondary to the mess, and it should be just as muktzah. Vaymag the Ram Mashayishwa, the Magram resolves this, the Davka Tachrich Nebidhil, it's like, specifically burial shrouds are secondary to the mess. Shayin Asla Fashion, because you're not going to end up taking it off. So it's considered part and parcel. Avalam Abushan, show you love his Machayim, but the garments that he was wearing when he was still alive, Bavadi Asla Fashion, my love, you're going to definitely end up taking it off from him before you bury him. Vaymatin, let's land, but they're not secondary to him, and therefore that would allow to move, because of the clothing that he's wearing. That this answer is not really so expansive. Sif hey, in Sarklam Kaim Mes, if someone needs the place where the dead person is, although Dabasham is Munichlab, or for something that the mess is on, Mutlal Taltam on the top, so then you're allowed to move the mess indirectly. That is you turn them over from one bed to another bed. Since ultimately the purpose of why you're moving him is for the permitted entity. Now, moreover, qualifies the Mechabalei too, L'tavla de kikur tinnik, they did not allow to move the mess, which we spoke about in previous sifim, through the loaf or the baby. El b'nesibul v'at, this was only heter for moving a dead person, avolei b'shar d'var masum l'taltam, and not for other things that have been to be moved. Says Mishbrus Siv Katan Yud Zayin, that the reason why you're allowed to, if it's for the tzarech m'koymai, or for something that the dead person's on, then you're allowed to move him in Tiltum Atzad, because since it's for a purpose of Dava Hamutu, or it's someone means to say it, Sheinka Benasa B'Tiltum, that his intention is not when he's moving the dead person, B'Shvil Amei Skufa, for the moving of the dead person, Shu Asa B'Tiltum, which is forbidden to be moved, El B'Shvil Amokim, because he needs the space, or Yadavashu Munach, of the thing that he's on, Shu Mutu B'Tiltum, that's permitted to be moved, then you can move the Muktzah item, the Nes, in a Tiltum Atzad. Sivkot Nyot Ches, Avalei B'Chulu, we said that this heter of tinnik or kikar is dafka by mes, but not for other muktzah items. Ayinel, some mishnahs say, "Hey, mishburshim sivkot and chavav," which the Dirshu 15 brings. That the Shulchan Aruch writes that those who permit to move a klisha machla ista from the sun to the shade through a baby or a loaf of bread. Mishnah writes, but then many Rishonim disagree on this, and like them, many Rechareim come out. However, in the situation, have some rubber great laws. Our team over there writes in the Shulchan Aruch Rav that one could be lenient in that type of situation. Sivav, if there's a dead person that's laying in the sun, they don't have a place where to move him. They don't want to move him from his place. But what you do is like this. If two people sit onto the two sides of the dead person, it's starting to get hot from beneath them. They're sitting on the ground. So now he's allowed to because he's doing it for himself. He brings a bed or couch, whatever it is, to sit on, and he sits on it. Now the guy on the other side brings a bed and he sits on it. Okay, but now it's hot on him from the sun coming down on them on the top. So this guy brings a rug, some type of a mat, and he hangs it on top of him. And now this guy brings a mat and hangs it out on top of him. Now that he's leaving, so this guy now picks up his bed and he leaves and he goes. And this guy picks up his bed and he leaves and he goes. And then it comes out, like by itself, like indirectly, by default. Now there's a partition that's being made around the dead person. Because now these two mats that are on top are near each other. And the two ends are on the ground from the two sides of the dead person. Now he's being covered from, shaded from the sun. Why they bring beds? Because it's too hot, but they're sitting on the ground. It's to separate between them and the ground. Now, Meinla actually don't ask keeping the Bezev since at the end, Zekimitasai. He's going to end up picking up his bed, and he's remove it after that. Look at me, like we'll say it later on. And really, only thing you're going to have left at the end is just the mat that's spread out on the dead person, because they're going to end up taking out the bed. It's just there as a hechatimsa, as a way to get the curtain there on the top. So bring right away the mats, the yifes like above, and spread on top of them. And then when they leave, Yishal Mes, it's going to remain on the dead person. Why do you have to bring the bed first that they should sit on that? Yishal, you could say, if that would be the case, if they would do that directly, Hiniku Yaisi would be more recognizable. Shaisal Tzachemes is doing for the purpose of the dead person. But Aslas is Oil Aro Tzachemes. Now make a temporary tent for the purposes of a dead person. Now it's recognized what doing it for themselves. Because when it's first hot for them, what's on the bottom, what's that sand is hot first, they first brought a bed. They're going to say, okay, that those mats also brought originally for themselves. Now they left. Okay, now it's on the dead person. He lifts up his bed and he slips out, etc. But someone may say, he lifts up the bed, and then he removes, not himself, he removes the bed. And then he slips out from beneath the curtain which is falling on him. Now, the mats are hard and they're upright, they're erect. And by default, now the remaining as like a canopy over the dead person. If he's afraid, that he hopes that the dead person doesn't putrefy, and they're going to have to go out. So, explicitly, directly put the mat over the dead person, but without making it into an oil. The Sharetzin Ois Chavdalt says, Rabbi sounds like that, without the reason that the living are going to have to leave the room, it's also permitted just for the dead person himself, like us, that we hold like a Nalak Rabbi Yitzchak that says that you're not allowed to move a vessel only for the purpose of something that can be moved. And says, Shabbos resolves this, look over there. Sif Zayin. Mutu Losa Chameis, one's allowed to smear, anoint a dead person, Ladichle, and to smear him, Belishmet, Akarmi Tachtav, and to slip out the pillow from beneath him, Kedish Lezrich, that he doesn't putrefy. Wavad is a getint on the top of Kufta Zayin Menalv. As long as you don't move any one of his limbs. The Mayapiv Niftach Bahilach of his mouth was open and continuing to open. Koshas Lechi, you could tie the jaw. Ben Yinawesh, Leisul Pesach, that it doesn't continue to open up. But as long as you're not closing what was open or any part of it, Shem Kinim, that would be the case. Oimezes Aver, you'd be moving a limb. Mitam Zev, for this reason. Imatzim and Enam Shalmez Bashabbos, one does not close the eyes of a dead person on Shabbos. Says Mishbru, Sibka and Chaf Aleph. It's permitted loss of chamez vadichay. So sicha anointing him b'shemen is with oil. Vadocha smearing is washing is benign with water. Vayin b'mam karm with warm water, with cool water. Vatam b'chol zechetir. Now the reason why they permitted these things is that b'chol tilt. That's not included in moving. El nigim mam is just touching. Kimishayin ma'iz b'ever since he's not moving a limb. So that you're allowed to do. Sivkat and chabez and you're allowed to remove the pillow mitakt from beneath him. Avol also lishman amez ma'gabei kabi. Now move the dead person from the pillow to a tilt mamish. That's literally moving the dead person. But the velt is noig, the custom in the world is to lift him up from the pillows through a loaf of bread. Even the place where you're not concerned that he's getting putrefied. We should protest what they're doing. Rather, but like the Machaber says, just to slip out the pillow from beneath him, that's permitted. It sounds like that also that's not permitted, only that that it shouldn't putrefy, and that sounds like a Shulchan Aruch. Which Sharetzinos 24 brings, that even though there's no concern that he's going to putrefy on Shabbos, and the benefit from removing the pillow is only that the mesh should not putrefy on Shabbos, that Mr. Kirill told that still that would be permitted to slip out the pillow, because the said of this heter is to worry about the Tzorchei Mes, and including that is also preventing him from putrefying on Shabbos, as we'll see later on in Sefer Chav Gimel. Continues Mr. Brewer, he says, in some places, the custom is to close his eyes, to straighten his limbs so that they don't bend. They say, it's a danger. Even though this idea that they're saying has no root based on the halacha, the Mishnah brought explicitly that you don't close the eyes of that person, you don't move a limb. For all the Rishonim say without saying otherwise, like it's ruled the Shulchan Aruch. The place that they have this custom, don't protest. Since they do have what to rely on based on the desire. which Dirsha 22 brings, that Mishmurin Sim Chav Hei writes that where the Bali Kabbalah and Dibri Zara disagree in the Gemara and Dibri Paiskim, we're supposed to do like the Gemara and the Paiskim. But says Mishmur further, he says, the truth is, Bizar Leniska Sakana. The Zara doesn't mention this danger. Kim Lein Neinayim, only regarding the eyes. If that's the case, Leyashay Varm, Elam Shem Semech, to straighten out the limbs, that there's nothing to rely on. But the Dirsha 23 means, but to straighten out the limbs of the dead person through a non-Jew, that the Aruch Shulchan writes, that would be permitted. Now, continue the Mishmur, the Eli Rabbi Kassav, the Eli Rabbi writes, the Makam Tanakh Lakabas, and the place where the custom is to be lean regarding this, because they're concerned that it shouldn't get bent out of shape, the Yibis on the Mesa can be a disgrace for the dead person. Yasakum Mesha Kassav, and Mordechai, they should do like it's written in the Mordechai, Shemenech Kiku, they should put a loaf, or a Shardubber, or any other thing, Shemutal Tavtal, that you'll have to move canal like I mentioned before, I'll oisna bum on those limbs, but Tachiklav, and then you press on them until the limbs straighten out. Sivkan Chav Gimel. But again, to pull out the pillar from beneath, and that's permitted so that Shalei Yisrich, that it shouldn't putrefy al dechaimak hakarmak sauces through the heat from the fabric of the pillows and the blankets. Mutla Zal of Chaimitz, and one's allowed to sprinkle vinegar as al gab bugad shames on the garments of the dead person. Mashal Shalei Yisrich, Matzah Shabbos, that it doesn't putrefy from Matzah Shabbos. Beyuchel Lasasi betarasei, and that they can be busy with his tahara, his purification, his achrayim, and because it won't be putrefied. Sivkan Chav Dal. But one should be careful, Shalei Yisrich, not to move any limb. Now, if the dead person was filthy in mud and excrement, until he was disgusting in the eyes of those who see him, then you're allowed to move him through a loaf and a baby, and to wash him with water in his hand. Not with a cloth, because that would be Mishum Schid, that would be a problem about squeezing. But anyway, it's forbidden all this, and even through a non Jew, that would be prohibited. And the Vermaschal Yesh Mishoimer, the beginning of Siv Gimel. Some say, Shemnasabhulu, that if you put on the mace, one of the Kalima that he was wearing is considered like the halacha of Kikar Tinik. Now, he says, even though Mechaber writes Yesh Mishoimer, his intention regarding this is not that others disagree on this, like the Yesh Mishoimer that he writes in the next Siv, which the Beseizer himself does contest that point, because it's known that is the way he says anything that he does not find in other places to be explicit, he writes in this wording sometimes. Of Yesh Oimim, because the truth is, everyone agrees to this halacha and the Dava Pashan, since the mess is not wearing it right now, so it's like any other klesh of Achla Hatam, which should be permitted. Now, instead of Dalad, next to be halacha, he says, Yesh Mish Oimir, Behulu, El Lemes Arm, which the Mishmur and Sivkot and Tazayin referenced this, be halacha. So it says, look at Beis Yisrael that asks on this, that what I mean, the garment should be secondary to the mess. Look at Magavram that resolves this, that the garment is not buckled by default because you can end up taking it off. So the be halacha, according to my humble understanding, one could be mafakfik in this halacha very much. First of all, that you think the Gemara was talking about naked people, unless you push that to say that they had got them dressed from before Shabbos with their burial shrouds and didn't have a chance to bury him. More, but the Gemara could membeis, it's explicit that if someone takes out a person that's wearing his clothing, they put even on the clothing because the garments are secondary to him, and that's how the El Rabbi already asked. And look at what he pushes in the name of the Maral, that's specifically by a living person, but by a dead person, where you end up taking it off. So therefore, it's not bottled them, and it is like a kibbutinik, similar to what Mogen Ram writes. But says the Be'er Halacha, this is all very dachuk, very pushing it, because his garment was definitely, when he's wearing it, that you need it for the utility of his body, more than the bed which he's laying on after his death, which you can't lay there naked. And even so, also by his bed, even though for sure you can end up removing it from him at the end, even so it's mukhan nigmara, as long as he's lying on it, if he wants to move it, you need a kicker tailing, or to move him over from bed to bed, that it should be tilted outside, and they did not permit because the bed itself, because it's not a basis, as the Russian Balmor write. Most definitely, even though you can end up removing it from him, even so, as long as laying on it, is considered secondary to him and bottled to him. If that's the case, for sure the garments, as long as wearing them, it should be toffled to him and it should be bottled to him, since he needs it right now, and it should not be considered as a cake of a tunic. Which, in Yerusha 25 brings, even a robe or something like that, that by removing that, there's no disgrace for the dead person. And Mr. Yeltz holds that it's not considered as a kikur tinik because that's also bottled to the mess. And he adds on, the same thing is by a talis that the mess is covered with, or besamim that are placed on him, that since they're with him for his honor, they are secondary to him. So that's the question that the Be'er Halacha has on this. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 16, they said if you go straight with the mats without putting the bed beneath those people, it would be recognizable that they're doing it for the mess. Now, even though, and even for the purpose of a living person, you're not allowed to make a temporary roof to protect the person on Shabbos, as brought later on Simchat Tzevav Sefkan Chav. So, until Tildebel explains the Chazon Ish that in the beginning, when they were having benefit from the mat, from the machzelas, it was in their hand. And the same thing is that mat that's placed in his hand and not on anything else is not considered as oil. And they would permit it even to place it like that on Shabbos, and that's the Brin Beis Meir. Dish number 18, to wash a mace with warm water that was warm from before Shabbos, till the word rise in the Radach, that's forbidden, but the concern that if you're not going to find warm water, you might come to warm up cold water, as brought in Shulchan Aruch later in Simchat Chabad, regarding other bathing in warm water on Shabbos. Dish number 19, although in Simchat Chesef Kod Nizayin, Mishmur wrote that according to Magen Avraham, touching for the purpose of a muktzah is forbidden, and this is the permit over here to touch a muktzah, the preacher and the Prima Gondam explained that according to Magen Avraham, they only permitted by a mess because of his honor. Look whether they wrote that La Lachan Mishmur holds like the Bnei Kohen that permits to touch even for the purposes of the muktzah item. Dish number 20, even though the flesh of the dead person moves by when you're washing him, the Tver still writes that that's not considered as moving of the muktzah because you're not really moving the limb. According to Mishmur, it's talking about in a way that the flesh and the hair don't move. For example, let's say there's oil on him and that you move the oil in other directions on the baser. Shlomo Zalman is inclined that if it's not involved in lifting up the limb of the dead person, it's just that the limb moves a little bit because of the anointing and the washing, that's not considered as moving of the muktzah, and even if the limb itself moves a little bit. Look what we wrote in Submission of Chesiv Kotner Nav regarding moving a muktzah item just a little bit. Issue number 21, regarding removing the garments from a dead person on Shabbos, Jewish Levi writes that even though the Kavachayim writes in the name of the Pesach Vid that the meaning of the Chaver Kadisha in the Kiel of Izmir was to remove them so that it doesn't putrefy, even in the winter months they would do this and they wouldn't differentiate, since in most days of the year this is considered might putrefy, and that's written in Gesha Chaim, but Lalacha, it's forbidden to do this because it causes, regarding this, moving of the limbs of a dead person, and that's forbidden to move. He has done that. That's how the Minoig, when the Chaznish was Nifter on Friday night, not to remove from his garments. So to regarding removing the mace from the bed to the ground by placing the Vahet on him in a way that there's no concern that he's going to putrefy, for example, it's in the winter months, or let's say he was Nifter many hours before Shabbos was over, someone's not sure if it's permitted to do that. Look at Shubhis Halach of Al-Khosh Shleima and Kavachayim, the Geshachayim, that they write that it's permitted. Shubhis Levi writes that when the Chaznish was Nifter, they just took out the pillow that was beneath his head, and they covered him with cloths, as the Mashmoyis of the words of Mishabura.